Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I'm happy to talk about this openly, but like, should we do this?
We need to be.
Well, what is it? Am I going to cry?
You're not going to cry.
No, I hope not. Okay. I can't promise you're not going to cry.
Hey, we're the Personality Hires, and some of you might already know us for our personalities because we all met at work.
Whether you're working from home
or stuck in the office with that coworker you hate,
we make your 9-to-5 worth getting out of bed for.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Personality Hires, where we're joined by the Personality Hires.
We're what? So back.
We're so back.
We're so back.
And more irrelevant than ever.
Hey.
Our listens are up. Our visibility is down. Our paychecks are non-existent, except for Jackson.
True.
We hate it here.
Yeah, you know, we rode the wave for as long as we could, but it's fizzled out now.
Yeah, but we had some really fun Christmas breaks, right? Like, I think we had a lot of drama over the last couple of weeks.
What drama?
Well, I spent Christmas in the hospital.
What?
Yeah, but this time it wasn't for me.
Yay. Oh,
yay. Okay.
My dad got pneumonia.
No.
Wait.
Yeah.
Lover Don Lancaster.
Yes, your lover Don Lancaster. That is satire, but he
is it?
Ew, he contracted pneumonia on Christmas Eve.
Oh,
what was he doing? Shoveling snow?
He was not shoveling snow. A week before, he had a hernia surgery, and it was like very like minimal. It was fine.
Isn't
but
hernia in the butthole?
No, a hernia can be like anywhere in the body. I think it's like in the
hernia.
Torso.
I hardly know her.
You're thinking of hemorrhoids.
Oh yes. I thought you had to sit on a pillow for a couple days.
Sit on the old donut.
Wait, what is a hernia?
It's like your organ is being pushed by another organ in a way that's like sort of abnormal, and they kind of have to just like go in. It's like a muscular thing, I think.
I think it's where it squeezes between the muscle fibers itself, like your bowel, like some part of your innards.
Yes. So basically like in his gut, like in his abdomen, he's had a hernia for a while, and so they decided to like go do a little laparoscopic surgery, and it went totally fine and he was good, but they think because of that surgery he contracted pneumonia, which is kind of common, I guess,
because the needles were dirty.
Yeah.
Did they have to cut him open like a C-section?
It's because of what they left inside of him.
What did they leave inside?
No, it's a joke. They didn't leave anything inside of him. He just got pneumonia from laying down too much and aspirating.
That's the life. That's how you know we've made it. Bad things happen because you relax too much. That's how you know we're doing good. People act like we're doing bad. We're doing good. You get hurt by laying down.
Oh, my God. Well, he was fine. He had an elevated heart rate on Christmas Eve, like literally going into Christmas Eve.
Sorry.
You're really going for it.
Oh, my God.
Maybe he was just really excited for Santa.
He was really excited for Santa, but he couldn't get his heart rate down, and it was too much. And so, yeah, he had to spend Christmas Day at the hospital. But he was totally fine. They like caught it before he even had a fever or congestion or anything. So he was like in tip top shape. They just like infused him with a bunch of drugs, and he got to come back like Christmas afternoon.
Oh.
Yeah. So I went and spent Christmas with my boyfriend.
Did you go to the hospital or no?
I did. I went Christmas evening to go see him, and because it was sad because he had to spend Christmas Eve night at the hospital.
And you never left his side, right?
No, I left his side.
Did anyone stay there with him?
No.
Oh my God.
You abandoned Don Lancaster on Christmas Eve?
Here's what happened. December 23rd, he wakes up at like 4 a.m. and it's like, my heart rate is really elevated. Let's call the surgeon. The surgeon's like, go to the ER because we assume that you probably have like pneumonia or something's going on. So they are, my mother and father are at the hospital like all day, December 24th. And then we kind of switch shifts. Me and my sister go and visit him when my mom comes back, and we like, you know, give him food and like hang out with him for a while. But he didn't want us to stay.
That's what they all say.
He didn't want us to stay. It was like this little room, and there's not space for other people.
A little flat room, the worst place to be on Christmas. He didn't want us there.
It was not great. He didn't want us there. So we went home and watched It's a Wonderful Life together. My family
did. This is really upsetting.
That is a sad story.
I think that's a sad movie, too. I watched It's a Wonderful Life for the first time ever this year. Who was going to tell me it's like a suicide movie?
Yeah, bad movie.
Yeah, girl.
Yeah, I mean,
bad movie. Overrated.
Good. Good movie.
It's a great movie.
Overrated.
Okay, you think every movie made before 2001 is a terrible movie?
I'm sorry. I have something in my throat.
So, yeah, we didn't stay with him, but it was fine. He came back Christmas Day. So we had Christmas December 26th, but I went and spent Christmas evening with my boyfriend's family, who very embarrassingly to me, because I didn't really get them a lot of stuff at all, gave me a ton of presents.
What'd you get?
Oh my God. Well, it wasn't like, you know, it wasn't like crazy expensive stuff, but it was really nice. Like, they know I like Snoopy, so they got me like a bunch of like Snoopy socks and merch and puzzles and like games and candles and like cosmetics and stuff. And I was loaded up with like three big bags of Christmas stuff that I did not expect. And I was embarrassed because I really didn't get them that much.
Did you give everyone at least one thing?
Yes, I gave his siblings one thing. Actually, I forgot to give his brother one thing, and I still owe him Pokemon cards. So I owe you for that. I gave his mom one thing, and that was it. I mean, his grandma and his aunt were there, but I didn't get them anything. But I think that's fine.
Red flag behavior right
there. I
don't
know. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that was my Christmas. That's How was sad. Yours?
That is a little sad.
But it worked out. It my did. Dad's fine.
It did.
I knocked my girlfriend's tooth out.
No way.
I did.
Doing what?
I just had enough of all of it.
Oh my God.
I was sick of it.
Did you say, why I oughta?
Why I ought to the moon?
Did you pop by it? Like you just had a bunch of spinach and you were like.
Yeah, knocked her tooth out. Hugged her too good.
Shut up.
Shut up.
No, not tell kidding. Us what happened.
Literally hugged her too good.
Like
shoulder
in bed hugged her?
Not like that, but it was in bed.
A bed hug.
I gave her a hug, shoulder knocked the old tooth out. Here's the deal.
Well,
the tooth on each side of her front two teeth are fake. I guess she was born without them or something, so she's got like squirrel thing going on.
Oh.
I guess they're just like glued in there. So I hit into her tooth and it just knocked out and she went, oh my God, it came out. And I went, no, it didn't. No, it didn't. No, it didn't. I was freaking out because I have a lot of teeth, what do you call that? Heebie-jeebies. I broke my jaw. And so anything that has to do with teeth really bothers me. This is all about me. See, I knocked her tooth out. Stop.
You not having a tooth affects me more than you can imagine.
Well, he has to look at it to be honest. You gotta make out with Snaggletooth.
How funny did she look?
She never lets me see. They've come out before and then she puts a retainer in and then she has to take them out to eat and then she makes me leave the room so she can eat.
Every single time.
I've seen it one time. Pretty funny.
Does she have like a secret little tiny tooth under her like fake tooth?
No. Oh. Nothing.
It's not like a veneer. She like doesn't have the tooth.
I see.
This is the day before Christmas Eve. A million events planned. We had to get an emergency dentist appointment. The lady at the front desk listens to this podcast.
No way.
So that puts me in quite an awkward position where I'm trying to convince her I didn't punch my girlfriend in the face and knock her tooth out the day before Christmas. I did talk to her for like 35 minutes, make her think I'm a good person. I didn't knock her tooth out.
Well, that's important for the brand.
But now she's going to listen to that and figure
out. Well, no, she knows I knocked it out. But does anyone believe it's from a hug? Because it was from a hug.
I loved my
it. Nobody believes it, man.
A single person believes it.
I'll get her to record something. I swear it was a hug.
Oh my God. That was the day before Christmas Eve, you said?
Yes. It was a time crunch and a half. If we didn't get it fixed, she'd have to go to all these meals, probably just like eat in the bathroom or something and take her tooth out.
She's that embarrassed.
Yeah. No. Imagine if you're a lady and you're missing a tooth and you can't eat with a tooth. You would be embarrassed.
No offense to all the toothless ladies that are listening to this.
I love them. Clearly.
Obviously, yeah.
An ally of the snaggletooth community.
Wow. All right. Well, hell of a Christmas that you had there.
Damn, Skippy.
All right. Mine, I had a similar situation as you, Rebecca. Not the hospital part, but I went over to my fiance's family's place to spend like a whole week of Christmas at, which is a lot of time to spend with family, honestly. And this is like the third Christmas that I've spent over at their place. And earlier this year, I'm in the family group text and someone brought up the fact that the family's getting bigger, her siblings are having kids. Christmas is getting a little out of control with the gift giving and how much of a mental load that is on everyone. And also just like, it's like a big event. Like for the last couple of years when I'd go there, it would be like sitting around just like as a kid. I don't know. It was really fun and nice and just like being completely inundated with gifts from everybody and you're giving them out. And it's like a very fun time, but it is a lot. Like everyone's giving like a ton of stuff. So someone was like, hey, in lieu of presents this year, like maybe we try to switch it up and do something else. And I responded snarkily, very much joking, like, oh, Jackson joins the family and in 1 year's time, no more gifts and Christmas is ruined. And people are taking it well, obviously, like they're making fun of me, whatever. And it's going well. So I bring this back up like two or three times in the group text throughout the year about how Christmas has been ruined this year because of these new ideas that they're bringing up on how to celebrate Christmas. And so Christmas rolls around. We're hanging out. We're doing our thing. That evening's going down and her siblings who have kids are like giving the babies presents, which is like everyone's just kind of sitting around, you know, looking at that. And so people are kind of being weird towards me. And I was like, I felt the need, like I wanted to say something like, you guys know that I was joking about like the whole gift giving thing, whatever. So at some point I get up from the couch to go like get a drink or something. I go upstairs and I come down and there is a pile of presents sitting in front of the spot that I was sitting at.
That is so funny.
And so out of not spite, but to like really hammer it home about how much of a baby I was being about this, all of them got me gifts. And I had to sit there and as everyone watched me open up every single gift one by one in front of everybody. And it was honestly a horrifying experience.
Dude, I can't believe you're saying that. Do you know that the same exact thing happened to me last year? And it was because I spoke about it on the radio show we used to all be on. I said my sister could cancel Christmas. Every single person in the family got me gifts, but they all had their phones in my face recording it.
No way.
That's crazy. That has probably happened to an extremely small number of people in the world, and that has happened to both of us.
I totally remember you talking on air about how your sister was ruining Christmas, but I did not know that that was the aftermath.
I never updated, but yes. All right, that's crazy. That is what they get you. So good stuff or what?
No, obviously it was a joke. Like it was only good fun. This was not like a fuck you, Jackson. Yeah. Like here's a bunch of gifts because you were being a big baby about this. Like it was all in jest. Like they wanted to just, you know, make it fun. And so some of them were like joke gifts of like a toy monster truck that was for sure supposed to be for their kid, you know, and they just wrapped it up to like let me unwrap it. But some of it was like genuinely like good presents. And I didn't bring a single thing for anyone. So it felt like way worse.
How difficult for you?
I like, yeah.
Oh, no.
You also got a ton of gifts from your boyfriend.
I did. No, my lobster too buttery. I'm so
what is so that?
My steak is too juicy. At least you have a steak.
Yeah.
Up next year. Next year, I'm coming back on, and I'm going to complain about how my boyfriend, maybe girlfriend at this point, family,
likely.
Surprised me with all these gifts, and it was horrifying. Yeah, I'm manifesting that.
So embarrassing. So humiliating.
It was mortifying. Can you imagine? You know how embarrassing it is to open one gift in front of people?
It was obviously that they are scared of you because one time is a joke. Three times you're making this joke about Christmas being ruined. That's a proclamation.
I can't even remember if it was three times, but I brought it up whenever Christmas came up as like a per tradition that they've done their entire lives. Like their mom gives everyone socks and underwear. And they gave me like a truckload of socks and underwear. That's and she's awesome. Like, now you're all caught up. And I was like, oh, that's really
that's
sweet.
That is
really
nice. So sweet.
Yeah, wow. It was very sweet. And so obviously I thanked them profusely for it. But yeah.
See, it makes it harder whenever they actually start giving you good stuff. My whole family's thing was you had to get it from the dollar store. So it was a bunch of junk. Mm. But yeah, that's tough if they actually give you something nice.
I got like a really nice box of Pokemon cards that I opened.
Oh yeah, I saw your Instagram story.
It was even after that. Like this was like wrapped up and they got like a really nice sweater that I wore on New Year's Eve. Like it was like a couple good things and a couple of like very funny joke things. Like a book that literally says pictures of cocks and it's all roosters. It's like a funny like dining table, you know, coffee table book.
Oh yes.
Dining table book.
You know your coffee table, you like having books on there to like show people that you read?
Yeah,
like
no, that. I know what a coffee table book is, but a dining table book is a funny concept. Just reading something during dinner. And book of cocks.
Pictures of cocks.
Welcome to my dinner party. We're all gonna look at some cocks together.
Well, yeah, that was my Christmas.
Hello. Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it sounds like you all had a very lovely Christmas.
Nothing happened to you?
Can I be honest with you? The only exciting thing happened to me was that I finally have some job offer. Like, all I wanted for Christmas was employment.
You went to Europe.
I did go to Europe. But I mean, like, you know, that was fun. Like, I feel like there's nothing for me to say other than, like, yeah, I drank a lot of red wine and flirted with a lot of foreign men. I almost had a London Boy Part 2 situation, which I did talk about on my Substack. I, like, had a boyfriend for an hour and then he broke up with me. Like, it was horrifying.
Was that like part of the shtick?
What?
Of like, we're gonna have like the entirety of a relationship in 1 hour.
Well, that's how it felt. I was like, me and him are in love. And then I like gave him a little playful slap and he just went, don't touch me.
Slap in the face?
Well, I like did like a little boop. Like,
did
I was like,
oh, out?
What? Yeah, some of us actually hit our significant others. We don't hug. No, I just gallivanted around Europe. I had some Delta drama, which you probably saw on my Instagram. Got to fly premiums. I really did. Got to fly premium select next to a man who brought his toes out on the flight from Edinburgh to JFK.
Dogs
it
go
was
under.
Horrifying. And yeah, then I just gallivanted around Europe and then went home to Tampa to my cats and my parents' dogs and just laid on the couch. Like, I have nothing interesting to say because my brain is atrophying. I haven't had a single email asking me to do something of substance in 3 months. I feel like my IQ has gone from 129 to 4.
Oh, you haven't had any job applications asking you to do homework for them?
Ooh. Oh, yeah. And then they just steal your ideas and then never hire you. I'm like, why am I going to do all this?
Yeah.
I did a big job application the other day.
Tell me.
Oscar Mayer Wienermobile operator and spokesman.
I can't think of somebody more fitting.
More qualified.
I couldn't have taken it any more seriously. It's a serious thing, except you're called a hot dogger. But
weird like, to call you that.
But it's like, it's very serious. Somehow it's like looked at very greatly in the business world. There's 8 of these. I think I remember that number right. 8 Wienermobiles left in the world.
Okay.
And I want to touch one. I want to be a part of one.
You want to touch Oscar Mayer's Wiener?
Yes.
You know my friend from high school drove that in college.
No way.
Yeah. That was like his thing.
That's like a big deal. I thought that it was just some nonsense job, but it's like, that gets you kind of far.
Are there hot dogs in the Wienermobile?
I don't know. It's pretty fancy.
You know how like
there.
You know how like Red Bull vans always have Red Bull on them and you always get a free Red Bull?
I'm
like, does that
I'm doubting it. I don't think
that's
so.
That's a missed opportunity.
What do you do as the Wienermobile handler?
You just pull up to places, say hello, shake hands.
You just pull out your wiener?
You just pull out your wiener.
You let, see my cock?
You let people come in the Wienermobile. I hope I get a call back.
It sounds like hot dogger is like only a term that you can say if you're part of the community.
Yeah. Hey, you can't use that word, only we can use that
word. You can't use it with the hard R. God.
Jesus. We got to wait till you're in the car, in the mobile.
Oh my God.
Wait, so how much does this job pay? Does it say?
I have no idea. Ask me what I wanted to be paid. And I was like, dude,
how much
I'll literally take anything.
I hate it when job applications ask how much you want to be paid. Just
what do you
tell
put?
Me how much you're going to pay me.
I just put a 50 there. I don't know. I don't do any research. I just put a 50.
All you do is you look up the similar jobs in the area and you find out what they're paying and then you go based on that.
That's what's crazy is there's no job similar to the Oscar Mayer Wiener hot dogger.
It must
that
be
one's a
job.
Doozy.
Like what even is like a blimp handler? Because there's only what, 8 blimps?
Yeah. I saw that too. That's sad.
Yeah. Good year make blimp operator.
Why can't we just make some more blimps? What's happening to blimps? It's not like they're any less cool.
The Hindenburg.
The Hindenburg.
Yeah, girl.
Is that the one that tried to steal Eiffel Tower or something, Hitler?
Similar.
Okay.
It burst into flames and a bunch of people died.
What even is the purpose of a blimp? Like, how do they make money?
Aren't they like
advertising?
It's a big billboard.
Yeah.
Do you think people pay that much to have a blimp with their name?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. For sure, girl.
Interesting.
It's like when you're laying down at a beach and you see all the planes with like the ads and stuff. It's
those
like
are
similar
fun.
To that.
I always wanted to be in one of those.
Those are fun.
But the blimps always fly over like major sporting events and big things that are happening. So it makes sense. You can't not look at a blimp if there's a blimp in the sky.
No. I'm blimped up right now. Yeah.
Speaking of a catastrophic tragedy, we had a holiday betrayal go down.
Oh, we did?
Yeah, and I unfortunately have to call out one of you.
It's either me or Jackson. I'm pretty scared.
I was about to say, it can't be.
Oh, yeah, you want to do bets? You want to guess who it is?
It's definitely not me. It's 50-50, so.
Jackson's usually doing bad stuff and is a bad guy generally, though.
Yeah.
I'm gonna put my money on Jackson because I also had to get an apology text from Jackson over break.
Did you? Yeah,
we can go through that.
That's a carousel.
We want to get into that.
All right, well, I'll go through my lighthearted one because obviously I'm exaggerating, but I know one of you will be on my team. And it's all about how we used to go weekly to play trivia.
Oh,
so this is both of us then.
I thought I was in. Oh, my God. No. Yeah. Jackson did a weird move here.
I knew you'd be on my side.
Strange move.
What?
Honestly, a weird move from Jackson. I was texting Rebecca separately from the group text being like, is this real?
Is it? Because I went to trivia with other people?
No.
Here's what happened.
It's different than that.
Here's what happened. I texted, because I feel like I always do. I'm like, okay, trivia this week. And it was it the day after New Year? That's what we wanted to do? Like January 2nd?
Yeah, you said like New Year's trivia is a must.
Or no, it was like,
no, it was before.
Yeah. It was a week before. And I said, okay, trivia, because we haven't gotten to trivia in a while. You guys want to do
it? Is trivia still a thing people do?
Oh, did I
Pretty
say that?
Pretty coy, yeah.
You have a good memory. That's so annoying.
Really clocked this.
Jesus.
I study the group chat.
And then Jackson said, what did he say? Like, well, I'm going with my cousin.
Like, oh, you guys are going to hate me, but I'm actually going with my cousin.
Yeah, you're
going
to hate me. I'm going with my cousin.
And it's like, that's completely fine, but the way you said it made it sound like we're not allowed to go.
We were banned from the establishment.
We have been banned for the night.
Well, to be honest.
We were.
You were.
Yeah, I know. That was abundantly clear. But it's
No. You guys obviously could have gone, but the thing is, I've been getting texts from certain cousins that I haven't seen in a while about going to trivia that week. It happened to work out, so then I was just gonna go with them.
Mikey texted me and said, wait one second, does that mean we can go?
But it's like, we can go sit at another table.
Yeah that would have been fun.
Well, you should have made that clear.
Why didn't you guys do that, huh?
Sorry, I'm already going.
No, it's because you guys could never hang out without me bridging the gap.
We talked about this before. Who bridges the gap?
I'm the glue.
No. I could 100% more easily hang out with Rebecca and Kyle.
I think, wait. You would easier hang out with them than us?
Yeah.
No, that's nonsense. This guy's always texting me, come to Cypress, I'm drunk. That's absolute blown, dog.
Who do you think?
Hey, like, would
we... Wait, hold on. What? Did I get that straight? What just happened? You're saying that yourself and your fiance would hang out with Rebecca and her boyfriend before me and Trent.
What do you mean before?
Here's what he's saying. You're getting it wrong. He's saying that me and Kyle would have a better time hanging out with Jackson and Kate versus us. You and your girlfriend, me and my boyfriend.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah.
That's what he's saying.
Okay, I took it as Jackson and his wife would rather hang out with Rebecca and Kyle, the most boring people on the world, and then Michael and Trent, which are the coolest, hottest people.
Don't
you've
be
ever
ridiculous.
Seen.
Of course, I'd rather hang out with you guys.
Thank you.
I'm just saying. We're talking about between us, who would have a better time with her?
Oh yeah. Well, they're a tough crowd over there.
Yeah.
I don't know what to talk about with these people. How about purple clothes? I don't know. I don't know what you guys are into.
Well, now I'm glad we cleared this up, and I'm really sad.
Yeah, how lighthearted, Rebecca.
Man.
Now you're the one with cake
Thanks,
on your face.
Guys.
You have egg on your face. There was another piece to that.
Yeah, you guys could have gone to trivia, by the way.
Yeah, well, then
how weird is that, though? Like, they're sitting at another table, like, competing against
you. No, that's fine. I would have been fine with that. I do think... I can see Rebecca and myself hanging out. The tougher thing to see is Kyle and Trent hanging out.
That would be bizarre.
I feel like they don't mesh. They don't mesh very well.
No, but you're bloody... Kyle's like very personable. Like every time I see Kyle, he's like always like, how are you? Blah, blah, blah.
Kyle is actually really, really good at social, like small talk.
Very much.
So bad at it. My God. So he would be able to talk to Trina. Okay. I think they'd be able to talk.
If he leads, it'll be fine.
Yeah. She's I think bad he'd be able to talk. Lead, but it would like eventually die out and they'd be just sitting there in silence. He could ask her what's in her gigantic purse, and then they could talk about that for like 10 minutes.
Yeah. 10 hours.
Which is weirder? Kyle and I hanging out, or Trin and Rebecca hanging out?
I can definitely hang out with Trin.
Yeah, you and Kyle. Mm.
Trin and Rebecca.
It'd be a lot of silence over there, I think.
It would not be a lot.
It would be.
Trin and Rebecca.
You guys don't know what to say.
I can
ever.
Hear the silence now.
You guys
never
know what
that.
To say.
You're right. No, we're both very reserved people. We don't come up with topics off the top of our head very easily, but I could be like, how's Mikey?
And then what would you tell me?
That would be your go-to?
And she'd be like, what's your boyfriend's name again?
Realistically, if you had 2 hours that you had to sit with her and chat,
mm-hmm.
what are the top three things that come to your head right now about what you would talk about?
I would ask her how Reggie is, your dog.
That's a good one. That's very good.
I would ask her how her job is going.
She loves that question.
Does she?
Just as much as everyone else likes being asked about their job.
Yes.
And then what's the third? Oh, God, I've already run out. Hold on.
Pokemon.
You have 90 minutes left, Rebecca. Oh. Phil.
We could talk about silver jewelry.
Yes.
Because.
Do you read books?
Like that. I do sometimes.
That's Trin's favorite saying, and that means you don't have a lot to stay right there. Is I do sometimes, and then that's the end of the conversation.
Yeah, there's no yes and. Yeah. I do sometimes.
Yeah.
If all Trin right. was I like Kyle drunk, though, we could talk for a while.
What would you and Kyle talk about?
I think we just end up overstimulating each other, being like just talking about old music or something.
Yeah, Kyle loves music, so you could talk about music forever. Yeah.
We would talk like pretty quick for an hour, and then both be kind of out of steam.
Mm.
It's not that we ran out of things to talk about; it's just that it took a lot of brain power to talk about all that. Now let's go reserve for a while.
That seems valid.
And then Jackson and Kyle could talk about Pokemon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with small talk, though.
No, you don't have a problem with small talk. My God, Mr. Corporate over here. Jesus.
I love small talk.
You're a great small talker.
He's bringing out Excel spreadsheets. Yeah. He's talking about shareholder value.
Increasing
shareholder value. Board meeting.
Yeah, all of the above.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Well, I got an apology text from Jackson while I was in Scotland.
Yeah, I forgot about this.
What happened?
And I took like 3 weeks to respond to it.
Yeah, kind of fucked up.
To be fair, I was gallivanting across Europe when I received it. And I opened it and I literally said to myself, I'm like, I'm going to deal with this later. And then it just got pushed down.
Deal with it?
Well, because I was hosting a girls trip. If you don't know, I host these girls trips. We went to Scotland.
Not turning this into a promo.
No. Listen. She's a businesswoman. So I have this company where I host girls trips. We were in Scotland and it was our final day. And this, weirdly enough, was the day I was like the most worried about, because we were doing like a day trip to St. Andrews. And the day before we had done a day trip to Glasgow and it was a total bust. Everyone was like, let's get the fuck back to Edinburgh. Mm. So I'm thinking, oh my God, if they hated Glasgow, they're probably going to hate St. Andrews, which is this small golf town outside of Edinburgh. And so we're going there and we're running it. It's actually going great. The girls love golf. They loved the vibes, like the coastal vibes with the beaches and all the restaurants and stuff. It was great. Anyway, so we're having a ball is what I'm trying to say. And in the middle of this ha-ha laugh fun time, I get a little bing text from Jackson. And I can see that it's clearly like an apology text to be like, hey, blah, 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 sorry, blah, blah, blah. And I think I'm standing on the old course at the moment, and Jackson, you're a big golfer, so I'm thinking, he's just jealous that I'm in St. Andrews right now.
Whoa.
That is the most narcissistic
that
way.
That is crazy.
Possibly ever.
Well, we were drunk, and I was he wants something from the pro shop. He's just apologizing to get something.
Oh, and also, by the way, can you give me a hat?
that's what I literally thought you were going to say, and I was like, I'm putting this text away.
I didn't know you were there. I just knew that you were.
I had just posted, though. I just posted a photo.
The timing was uncanny.
And we were drinking too. So I think like I immediately went, he saw my post and he wants a hat.
Sure.
You are a nut job. That is insane.
That's crazy. That is not crazy at all to see like an apology text and be like, oh, I haven't heard from this dude. This dude has been an asshole to me for 3 weeks and all of a sudden you're sending me a message.
I didn't know it was like this.
The vibes have been so weird.
Also, wait. It would have been nice to just get him a hat if he knew he would elect him.
Yeah, you fucking bitch.
You guys were so mean and like ganging up on me the last time we recorded. And I was like, I'm so uncomfortable. I don't know what I did to you guys to make you guys so pissed off at me.
Wait. Are we going to
handle
do this?
Handled tactfully.
Yes. If we're going to talk about tactfully. I'm happy to talk about this openly, but like, should we do this?
We need to be.
Well, what is it? Am I going to cry?
You're not going to cry.
No, I hope not.
Did I do something?
No, okay. I can't promise you're not going to cry, but I'm not going to say anything mean.
Did I do something?
You did not.
Then why are we prefacing it like this?
Well, because I just didn't know if we want to like air out like some more personal stuff, but I'm happy to.
All I was going to say was I felt like the vibes were so weird. And I was like, I thought you guys were, I thought I did something. Cause the last time we recorded, I was like, they're mad at me. Like that's how I felt.
It's because we felt that from you.
Yes.
I believe. I sensed a very sour mood from you. Like where I got here and I was trying to help out. It was a little bit of friction. And so then I was like, I think I'm just going to go sit outside until the rest of the guys get here.
Yeah.
Cause I'm a little scared.
Was something going on that day? Like, did we do something prior to that? Remember? Okay, so we recorded 3 full episodes for this Christmassy break because all of us were going to be everywhere.
Yeah.
And it was that day that we had come here to record. Did something happen between us before then?
Yes, because you had been ignoring my texts for like weeks. Like, but I would ask you a question and you would straight up ignore me.
So what about with Mikey?
With Mikey, I think I was just like huffing and puffing and angry. Okay. When the vibe is off with one of us, it feels like the vibe is off with everybody. And then I just kind of shut down. I feel like everyone hates me. We have to be here for 4 hours.
My side of it, I was the first one to get here after you. And I came in, I was like, all right, what can I help with? Then I was like, mic stands. We need to get that mic. Where is it? And you're like, it's in my car. And I was like, here, you can just give me your keys. I'll go get it. And she goes, I got it. I was like, whoa.
I think I was frustrated because every time we record, there's always like an hour setup before. Mm-hmm. And I had gotten here early to like try and mitigate that. And then all of a sudden I was like, well, now we need to set up this. And I'm like, oh my God, we're going to be here for 4 hours. And I just think I was feeling like very low in the sense that I felt like you were mad at me and not answering my texts. And now everyone's getting here and being like, well, now we have to set this up and this up and this up. I'm like, oh my God, we're going to be here for so long. And I am just kind of burnt out from this. I just want to record. And then on top of that, the vibes were just weird. And then I'm like, now I don't even want to be here recording because now I just feel like we're all mad at each other. Okay. I don't know what's going on.
Wow. We should have just honestly talked about this that day. Cause Mikey, well,
it's tough when you feel like 2 people in the group are like buddy, buddy about a situation, because then you start to feel like, oh, everyone's mad at me. It's not just like one person's in a bad mood. It's like, oh, we're all upset at each other.
So, I mean, okay. First of all, clear the air. Yes. She sent me a text about something that I did not respond to.
Several times.
No, it was a back-to-back text.
It was.
Go look. It was a back-to-back text that I didn't respond to.
Go fish.
I'm pulling up the receipts because I remember thinking like, this is so weird because me and you were so buddy-buddy.
Always
open show.
Stuff,
always yeah. Very like buddy-buddy. And so for you to like back off, I'm like, did I do something to like piss you off? And also it had to do with that podcast I'm trying to produce. And everyone else is ignoring me about it too. So I think I also was just kind of like feeling like, oh my God, none of my friends like want to help me out. And I just feel very vulnerable in like this unemployment stage. And yeah.
I did it.
Thanks, Mikey. Yeah, Mikey, you didn't deserve me huffing and puffing.
But also maybe good context to maybe have given. Obviously, you don't have to spill all of your emotions about how you're feeling about everything. But okay, sorry. To level set, she had asked me about helping out with the podcast, with her new podcast that she's producing. And when the message came in, I was like unsure if I wanted to do it or not. And so it was one of those things where you click it and you're like, I'll get back to that. Yeah. And then it just gets buried between 500 other conversations that you're having with other people. And it would pop up in my head about like, I should respond to that. And then I just never did. And yes, definitely an asshole move. So then that day that we were recording here, before I showed up, Mikey texts me and is like, I don't know what's going on, but like Abby's like hasn't said a word.
I said, I'm scared.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm scared. We got to get out of here.
And so I was like, okay, that's not good. So then we come here and I'm trying to set stuff up as well.
I think it's good context of the moment that you walked in, you said, hey.
Yeah.
Nothing. Silence.
Well, I think you kind of greeted Mikey, but like Mikey was over there and you said hi to Mikey and I was over here moving a light or something. So I can accept some responsibilities because my vibes were off too. But I think I had felt like the vibes were off before my vibes were off. Mm-hmm. And then I think you kind of greeted Mikey and then I was like over here setting things up and it was just kind of like I don't know. I think I was just at like an emotional low thinking about like the next month and feeling kind of like iced out.
Yeah. I think in my head, I didn't even connect the text with how you were that day. I thought something maybe had happened personally or something else was going on where you were just feeling low. And so I was like, I'm going to just not say anything because I didn't even know what was going to happen when the mics turned on. I was like, how the fuck are we going to get through three episodes like this?
Yeah.
And you turned it on. You really did. Like, I feel like if anyone goes back and listens to those episodes, I don't think you'd be able to pick up on anything being weird.
No, I thought those episodes were great.
I don't think Rebecca was clued into any of this.
No, I just came on like, hey, yeah. Guys, what's up? It's me.
You came in and sensed nothing.
Well, I'm just not very helpful. So I just sit down and wait for you guys to set up and I'm just not like paying attention.
That's weaponized incompetence right there.
Yeah.
But the recording happened and then where you were able to turn it on and kind of compartmentalize it, I think, pretty well to your abilities. And then afterwards, I could still tell something was up.
Yeah.
But I was like, still in my brain, did not connect me not responding to text, whatever was going on with Mikey, like never crossed my mind. I was like, I don't know what the fuck's going on. So then weeks pass, or maybe a week since then passed. And I was like, I started to kind of put things together in my head. And I think the biggest thing that I was thinking about was like how I personally have also been like kind of struggling with like the identity of crisis of the whole Burt Show ending and figuring out what the hell I'm doing and who I am and all that kind of stuff. But I know that's also predicated on the fact that I have a job, whereas you guys don't. And I think it kind of hit me then about the fact that you're heading into the holiday season, don't have this job, don't have jobs set up. You were even more ingrained in the Burt Show than I was. So like, I can't even imagine how much more of a blow that is to you. And so that's what got me really feeling all of these things for why it teed me up to send that text. Cause then it made me also realize that like, I miss so much of the fact of like, when we were at the show, how we just saw each other and were able to hang out every day. Like Abby, you and I would talk a lot. Every
oh my God,
single
it's like
day.
All the time.
Every single, like during breaks, you would come back to the room and we would chat until during commercial breaks, all that kind of stuff. And I realized like, we don't get that like even 5-10 minute little spurts of conversation here and there. The only time that we have is when we sit here and record this. And so sometimes it feels like that like fun banter aspect has sort of gone away a little bit. And I genuinely miss that. And so that's why I sent that text.
Yeah. And I appreciate the text. And also like you didn't deserve to be like huffed and puffed at. I think like you really didn't. Like my vibes were off, but my vibes, me using it as like it's an official term. My vibes were a reaction to how I was feeling like. And maybe I'm hypersensitive to feeling iced out from groups. And so when I started to feel like there were some weird dynamics happening or like, again, we used to talk every day and then all of a sudden, like I'm texting you. Cause I really don't have anything to do other than like try and produce content to feel like I have some meaning. And so when like you and other people aren't responding to me about that, when instead of just giving me a no, I'm feeling like, oh my God, everyone's just like, I've done something and everyone's ignoring me. And if you've ever been in that position, you know, you just feel like very, I don't know, you start to like internalize all of it and just kind of get angry.
Yeah.
And so that's how I felt. So my apologies for my vibes being off. That was immature. And I think I just kind of didn't know how to handle it considering I was like, I think I also felt very trapped in those emotions considering we had to record for like 4 hours.
I think
I was, a lot of it was predicated by the fact that I'm like, oh my God, not only do I feel like this, but now I have to like not, I have to act like I don't feel like this for 4 hours.
Yep.
I appreciate that. And also part of my bullshit is that I'm a little bitch. And if someone's mad at me or like expresses any kind of negative thing to me, then I'm like, well, then fuck you. So then I'm mad at you. So that's how that worked.
Yeah. More of the story is we should just use our words more, considering that's what we used to get paid to do.
Sorry about all that salty language. It's the only way I know to express myself.
No, it's okay. But yeah, I do miss that. I think that's what probably, I don't know about you guys, but like when the show ended, I remember thinking like, no matter what we do, like even if we continue this podcast, like your relationships just change because you're not seeing each other every day. And that's like, sad.
It's such a bummer. And there's no way to recreate that naturally outside. You could get coffee every single day and it like still wouldn't hit the same as working together. Like
how about
that.
This? We make a set that is that room that you guys talked in. And every day you report there at 6 o'clock in the yeah. morning.
So we go back to the Q studios. I'm like, what are you guys doing? We fired you guys 4 months ago.
No, it's just a thing we're doing.
Yeah. This is good for our mental health. Please just give us this time.
Well, I'm glad we talked this out. I'm
Me
glad
too.
We did talk about it because the messy stuff is important and real. And like, I think that's relatable, like not acting perfect in conflict and, you know, wishing you did better. But like, I don't know, you just kind of get caught up in your own thoughts and you start weaving a story that's not actually true.
It's a compounding effect too, especially if there's other parties at play for even different things. Like it all starts to pile up and it turns into you lashing out to someone that doesn't need to be lashed out to, or that does, but you still need to direct it somewhere, you know? So
lashing out at someone who does need to be lashed out.
Lash them.
I mean, this is fair. Some people
ten lashings.
Ten lashings. But yeah, I'm glad as well. But it is definitely still a bummer that we all don't get to hang out as much as we did before.
Well, that's why I'm so happy that we have this podcast, because it feels like a little microcosm of that. But through all this, I've just learned that I need to pay more attention.
Yeah, it's honestly the most bizarre thing about all this is that Rebecca can walk into a room full of tension and not sense a thing. I think any normal, healthy human walks into a room full of tension. They're like, what the hell is going on in here? Rebecca came in, sat down, and was just like...
What are we talking about today?
Yeah. Do you think I'm autistic?
Maybe. Because it was tight in here when you walked in.
It was.
I really think I thought you guys were just like really focused on putting stuff together fast.
Oh, so
bless your
heart. We were all so focused.
You're so focused.
I hauled the box all the way outside, like around the block, brought it back inside, went to the basement. I was just like, I couldn't find a place for it, but also I was enjoying not standing in this room.
It's so real.
Thank you guys for listening to this episode. And please, I'm begging you, don't forget to share this with your favorite GD coworker. Anyone want to give it a go?
Or a friend, or a family.
Or a friend, or a family member, or a dog, or a cat, or a fish, or an animal.
A sister, a cousin.
A brother.
That's family.
Pioneer. Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.